little Waylon. Speaking about the good old boys, for the other side of the coin, it's why we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Those that are not good at all. Here we go. Let us start with our air traffic control system. It looks to be a nationwide issue, but after last week, Newark, which is one of the busiest airports in the free world, losing their radar for about 90 seconds, it happened again over the weekend. And they just flat out, air traffic controllers, in fact, this last time said, some of the transcripts, our scopes just went black again and letting planes know, hey, just stay on your current course just in case you don't hear from us.
What?
We're doing great.
That's fantastic.
We're
doing just
fine.
Just go with the original plan, even though nobody
flying
really
the friendly
knows
skies
where we are.
These things can fly themselves, right? Maybe do a overnight restart on the computers.
Graduation season is here, which means some moms may be feeling those sad feelings of the empty nest. But Marcella Iglesias, she's taken matters into her own hands. She splurged on a lifelike baby doll and set her back $500. And, well, coddles it just like a real baby. She says it's an emotional investment and it gives her something to nurture again. Unfortunately, her husband admits, I'm a little weirded out by this.
Oh, wow, there's a husband involved.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, that's the one doll of the two that she gets for Christmas.
That's
so
it.
That's how, she's okay with that. It's wedding season, too. Not just graduation season, but the wedding's starting to get cranked up.
Aww.
And a woman just got married in the UK and had a bigger wedding party than yours. 95 bridesmaids.
What?
Yes. Northern Ireland, Catherine Steer just got married. And yeah, 95 bridesmaids. She said she started with 7 or 8. But she runs a dance school, and eventually everyone just decided, she just included all the dancers and whatnot. Now, her husband, new husband, Jack, did not follow suit, did not try to match it with 95 mm-hmm. groomsmen, instead had 8 groomsmen, which is, you know, still a pretty good-sized party.
One for, like, 12 girls?
Yeah, so 250 people were at this wedding. 103 of them were in the wedding party. So that's a lot of bridesmaids' dresses that will never be worn again.
No, that's not what the bride said.
Can you imagine how many times that photographer had to say, okay, let's take another because somebody blanked. Bet the groomsmen are happy, though.
You know, some runners suck down electrolytes or energy bars to finish a marathon. Vince Dillig, however, no way. He relies on something much more unconventional. That would be garlic and herb dip from our friends over at Domino's. He seems to be a big fan. He even wore a Domino's box to run the entire 26.2 miles, and says the costume really motivated me.
I think we get one for Mark Phillips.
That would be so cute.
I think it'd be right.
Uh-huh.
You better run,
do it, Mark.
Run.
Pizza.
Staying on the pizza kick, this is going around from a, thankfully, Canadian TikTok user. Yes, they have Canadian TikTok. It's just a lot more dry. Chantel exposed a Pizza Hut location for storing pizza boxes and kitchen supplies in their bathroom.
Ew.
The video
what?
Went viral, prompting the Pizza Hut company to respond, saying, thank you for bringing this to our attention. We take it seriously as it doesn't reflect our standards, says Pizza the Hut.
Dum, 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 dum.
Losing livestock is no joke. Cattle, horses, or even a dozen sheep. But where do they go? Well, police in Leander, Texas, want to know. As they found 12 sheep lingering around outside a local elementary school. They're on the hunt for the owner. Said on social media that they've already called Little Bo Peep. But these are not her sheep. Folks responded that they may belong to Mary. Because, you know, she did go to school
all
with
right.
them one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one, well, they say they have room at home because they don't want to mow this week. Daniel offered up room in his freezer.
Yeah, but they're bad. And then finally, speaking of weddings, a couple that met while playing the game Minecraft online recently got married in Minecraft.
What?
So they met several years ago, back when they were teenagers online. And then they're in their mid-20s now. She's from Oregon. He's from England. And they had a digital wedding in Minecraft. Their avatar stood in front of a digital Minecraft altar and a canopy of a pixelated cherry blossom above. It was lovely. Till the zombies came out at night, of course.
Chicken jockey!
Yeah, he was the bring bearer.
Dum, 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 dum,
love, dum, 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 love dum, knows dum, no bounds.